the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody. I said one, two,
everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thank you, Elgin, for the longest intro in any podcast known to man. I am Dougie Almeida. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's Tuesday, December 11th. And I'm here with two newcomers sitting in as guests today. I have Sean Mullins.
How's it going, man?
And John Loveless.
Hey, I was ready for you to DJ right now.
Yeah.
thanks for joining Morning Drive here on the Danger Network. And coming up next, A Flock of Seagulls. Yeah, man, well, you guys do a podcast, right?
Yeah, our podcast intro is just us talking shit in the beginning. I don't even know.
It just starts.
We eventually say something good in conversation. We're like, we should start now.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny. We should probably start recording.
I remember when I first started doing this, it would fuck up things. We had shittier equipment and you know, all that kind of stuff. And every one time, I recorded this whole thing, and people come from far to come to the studio to do the show. And I pressed the wrong button and lost everything. I didn't have a backup or anything. So
that's happened. We've recorded and the audio just
doesn't sound good. Yeah.
It has like this.
Something like that, or something's going wrong. Yeah.
In the beginning, I used to put shit out. I'm like, and it's not even air quality. You know what I mean? It's like,
At least you have video though. You
know? Oh yeah, we don't even have video.
We'll record for an hour and then someone just comes over and they just start talking.
It's like from an old sitcom. It's like, oh, this guy's in here now.
Patrick Carson on Facebook Live says, first time catching it. Welcome. Welcome to
How's
Catch
it going?
Us. And we are on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes. You can catch it all after. Or just go to our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because I post all the shit on there. I'm trying not to post it on my personal stuff as much. Be like, well, listen, dude, I'm your fan, so I get it. I get that notice when you send it on yours, and then I get the notice when you send it on your fan page. You know what I mean? So, how much is too much?
Yeah, you got to market them, and you got to get it out there.
Right? All your regular non-comic friends are like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got into it. I did a show in the Carolinas this weekend. I was at Comedy Zone in Greenville, South Carolina. And my buddy Tony came out with brought 10 people, which the club loved.
Yeah.
Like, you brought people.
That's awesome, yeah.
You know, and it was awesome. And they posted something on he posted on his Facebook the photo of all of us after the show. And some troll on one of his friends, he goes in there, he says, why is this guy wasting his skills at Comedy Zone? He should be at Hooters showing those big titties of his.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I don't know who this guy is. And I said, then he came at me again. And he's like, something about a refrigerator. He raids a refrigerator. I said, at least I have a refrigerator. All you have is an igloo cooler underneath the highway road pass where you blow guys for money. So that posted on the feed.
Yeah.
And then he said a few other things. And I came back, and was the last thing I think I said? Oh, he goes, I bet you Doug eats so much pizza that if you pinch his skin, pizza grease would probably come out.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
And I thought, you know. So then I said, well, listen, this is the last thing I wrote. I go, well. At least it's not, it could be worse, like with you. You know, you got love juice dripping out of your ass and mouth from every time you visit the truck stop.
He paid for his igloo thermos or whatever.
Hey, those things are expensive.
Yeah, man, you can't get them anywhere.
It's not like he bought a Yeti cooler.
Yeah,
he got an igloo cooler.
Yeah, not even a Yeti.
Yeah, he's blowing like really poor trucker guys. And he must not be good at it because he's not giving good tips.
They kick him out of the top bed of the semi truck. I think it's about time you leave. I got to wake up early tomorrow.
Yeah. I got a long drive, kid. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. Close the door on your way out, please.
And wipe that shit up.
Don't
leave a mess in my cup.
Don't leave anything.
But I actually felt bad because one of his friends, though, that showed up, that actually was at the show, she actually posted on there. She goes, "This is ridiculous. I need to take the notifications off on this." Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my apologies. Like,
oh my God.
You know, I didn't like, but then I started thinking, well, every time you get a notification, hon, you don't have to fucking look at it. You know, after the first or second one, that's like the person who keeps answering their phone. They complain about getting calls from people.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, you don't have to answer the phone. Like, if you're with somebody, some people just have to answer the phone. They're like, hold on a second. I call. Who is it? I don't know. I'm like, what? Listen, we're hanging. Like, you don't have to answer the fucking phone.
No, you guys saw me not answer a phone a second ago. I just looked at it and just...
Yeah, it's that easy. I don't get why people freak out. It's a trivial thing.
Now, somebody who's watching you on Facebook goes, that was me, man.
I apologize.
I wasn't important. You know, it's like the door. Like, I'm at that age now where people come and knock on our door here in the neighborhood. I don't know what they're soliciting. My dog starts barking, so now I got to pick up the dog. I got to do something with the dog, and then somebody says, "Oh, do you believe? Are you I don't know what it is." So I basically I have a glass door. The door is glass. So I'll just stand there, I'll look at my dog. I'm like, "What the fuck you want? You're like, get the fuck out of here!" Like, I don't even answer the door. I'm like, "Get the fuck out!" You know what I mean?
You let him see you. I do the lean through the curtain. Yeah. Try to just get the worst angle of the guy.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. My door, it's by glass. Like, if you come up to it, they know you're there. It's like you can look through the peephole. So you don't have to answer the phone, and you don't have to answer the door. Let's just make that. These are. Oh my God, my phone's ringing. I got to pick it up. No, you don't. Just fucking let it ring. And if they don't leave a message, well, oh my God, I wonder who it was.
Yeah.
Could have been somebody important. Maybe it was a gig I'm not going to get.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know? Maybe I made it big in California.
Byron, do you listen to your voicemails?
No, I don't check my voicemails.
I randomly checked them recently, and there's like a message from 4 months ago. And it was like, "John, we really need your help right now."
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I didn't even save the number. I'm like, who is that? You know?
Best friend. Like our house phone. We have a house line, but we never use it. We use our cell. It's only there for the alarm and shit, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, for a while there, I'd like, "You have 185 messages."
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Fuck. And then it fills up. Then eventually, people try to call. I'm like, "Oh, I feel bad." So I just sit there for, like, an hour deleting 7, 7, 7, 7, right, until it gets to a respectful number. And then I'm like, all right. Now I'm like, you know what? If people call, they'll listen to this long message. I leave, please. It's, like, ridiculous. It's like, if you're a solicitor, please understand, we're not buying over the phone.
Nah.
So it's like a two-minute.
It's like the same thing with emails. I let them pile up. I have, like, 17,000.
Yeah.
Like,
God. That would make.
Yeah,
dude,
you sign up for too much porn.
Yeah, I know.
We want to verify your account number. This email verification.
Yeah, exactly.
Not me, dude. I get a little OCD at this point.
Really?
Like, if you go on my Gmail right now, there's four just open emails on there.
Oh, man.
You know, you don't got to the point where you file it? Like, I have, like, every comedy club I work for, there's a file for it.
Uh-huh.
Every agency, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every, my insurance, taxes, whatever. I have files for everything so that if it's an email, I'll store it in there.
Yeah.
Especially, like, airline itineraries for me.
Oh,
I got, like, an airline itinerary, so whenever I book it, I put it all in there.
You know, I started doing that with, like, my new email, but I had an email that just ran wild.
What are some of your categories there, John?
Just simple, like, job application, apply for a job, and then I have some jokes that I had emailed to myself from another phone, and then it shows
to
anything.
Back up and shit,
That's
I don't have any responsibilities right now.
Not me neither.
So that is your method of joke writing? You'll email yourself?
I had to at one point with a broken phone.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't imagine categorizing an old email at like 17,000.
Oh,
like,
no, I'm not even going to try. I'm just saying.
It'd be like websites I shouldn't have signed
up
for.
That's chaotic. So when you open your email, they're all up there.
I just don't even look at it. I could have like a $1 million deal that I don't even know about.
I wouldn't go crazy. This guy. You know, could have been a girl asking me to come for a threesome.
$1 million deal right now would be like a Russian guy who wants you for sex.
Yeah,
something.
Probably. That's the only thing I have on.
His name is Vladimir Jerkmeoff.
I'm going to put that on a flyer, upcoming shows, Vladimir Jerkmeoff.
By the way, a member of the show, Elgin David, says Dougie's doorbell is just for show. My doorbell hasn't worked since a year after I moved in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you could be sitting there pressing it. But you know, sometimes you go to a house and you press it, you can hear it from inside. Outside.
Yeah.
You know, so some people just sit. There's been people out there, I've been pressing your doorbell, like, dude, it doesn't work.
Yeah. No. They don't get the message.
Like, usually if you ring a doorbell and nobody comes, you wait a little bit, then you knock on the door. Yeah.
That's just common.
And then if nobody comes,
yeah,
some people move to the window.
Oh, my God. No, I just leave. Most of the time, I don't even go up to the door. You know, I just text them or call them, you know? I don't know. That's the normal thing to do, I feel like, now.
Oh, is the call?
No, yeah, definitely. Going up to the door now is, like, weird.
Yeah, that, who the fuck, like, you know, why would you, there's no reason I would go up to anybody, even, like, my neighbors. Like, if I had to go say something to my neighbor, I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to go knock on the guy's door. He's going to look at me. Yeah,
you look like a weirdo. You look like a stalker standing out there.
I think this guy's going to think I'm George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
You know, I was going, why are you knocking on my door right now?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? So you guys are young. You guys mostly text, right? That's your use of communication, your main...
Yeah, mainly.
Yeah.
The texting.
I mean, John, you got a date through Instagram, didn't you?
Recently?
Yeah, recently. Yeah, just a...
I have, like, a while ago, yeah. And it's weird we both finally met
That's
each
really
other.
Sad, dude. Yeah. First of all, he said, I don't know if he's just your wingman and trying to make you look good. But he says, didn't you recently just have a date and hook up on Instagram? You're like,
yeah,
when?
Exactly.
Like, you mean, like, 2007? What do you mean?
Yeah, during the financial house crisis. Mm-hmm. No.
The Giants are winning the Super
some
Bowl.
Chick that,
you know?
Some chick used to make a lot of money as a mortgage broker, and she had lost her way and became a stripper.
But the only times, like, through the internet you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Getting dates through the internet.
We finally, like, meet each other, and we just both look different than our 6-inch photos.
Right.
Yeah. We just looked at each other like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
So you actually met her somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you walked in, and she went, oh, my God. And you went, oh, my God.
I went, oh, my God. Yeah. And I'm like, it's not just me, babe, you know?
We are in agreement on this one.
This is mutual.
That's not a bad thing,
a mutual
right there.
Catfish? I don't know.
But that's not a bad thing. Listen, I've been with my wife for almost pretty much a quarter century, married 13 with her.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? So I couldn't even tell you, like, we were talking on the show yesterday, but when I was in your age, you know, like in my late 20s, you know, I had a few girlfriends. You know what I mean? Mid-20s, I was one of those guys making money, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I had but you could do that. You can have 3 or 4 girlfriends back then because...
Yeah.
You know, it's not like anybody's going to go on Facebook. What's he doing? You know what I mean?
Can't track you, you know?
Oh, exactly, yeah.
You know, it's like my wife now. She has me on this Apple, Finder. Like, we're friends, so she can see wherever I'm at. You know what I mean? Which, at first she thought it's good because sometimes you try to reach her. You want to make sure if she's home or not at night. Yeah. She fell asleep. You know, whatever. You know, I'm out of town. I'm nervous. Yeah. You know, but it sucks on the other end because if I go to an Asian massage parlor, I got to find one like next to a gym or a Home Depot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's got to have
some. Let's be honest, the gym, she's going to get some suspicions.
Yeah, exactly. You've been there like 14 times this week.
You don't look any different.
Yeah, you're still fat.
Yeah. Where's the six-pack?
Yeah. You should be like the $6 million man by now.
Yeah, I know.
I've just been working on my legs. Or
yeah.
I would just work out the part they can't change. You know?
I just been working on my cast for 3 weeks. I think it's pretty good. I can like jump onto the bed. I got a better vertical leap than my Jack Russell.
You should see me jump. I'm not gonna do it right now.
So just a couple shout outs. First of all, you guys, I watched a little bit last night on from Ciro's room.
Oh yeah,
on there.
Yeah.
And but you know, as a I don't know if I'm vet, but as a comic who's been here in the scene for a while and a working comic. I find myself going to like the open mic over at the Robot Brewery now.
Oh,
old,
yeah.
The old Funky Buddha, right? And I caught this fucking hairhead.
Anyway,
you guys need to get like he sent me a photo.
Yeah,
he sent me a photo. He sent me a photo. You know, I had to go on yours. I'm trying to find a photo of you to put on the flyer for the podcast.
Because the hook one.
Yeah, the one photo I sent was a little ridiculous.
Did you send one?
Oh, yeah, I did.
No, I never got it.
I look disturbed.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I used the one that you're sitting there.
Yeah.
So I thought, all right, this is interesting. It blended into my background as well. So
It
kind of worked out.
Yeah.
I've had, like, one time someone asked me for a headshot. I was busy, though. I had to get one right after work. So I was literally in my work uniform.
You have stains on
it
and stuff.
He zoomed in.
Oh, okay.
And I take all these photos. I send it to the guy. And then he just took something from my Facebook. And I was like... No one wants to see me in high definition. You know.
Now you guys want to work, right? You guys are, you want to get work as a comic?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
All right, so I'll ask you just quick few questions. You got a business card yet?
Not yet.
Well, that's a, secondly, have you got a headshot, an official headshot that you could say, here, here's my headshot.
The one I sent you is kind of official, right?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, and then the ones we took with Nick, right?
Yeah.
Like, those are headshots, right? Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you didn't seem to have any on your Facebook page.
No. I mean, he had one.
I'm going to try to find this guy a fucking headshot. All right. So, and so no headshot. You don't
have to. Oh, I have a headshot. I don't know. It's on Facebook.
All right. But the, okay.
You have to go digging for it.
Okay,
yeah.
So the second question, do you guys have like a video? So if it says, hey, can you send me a video?
Yeah, I have a couple of videos.
Yeah.
Not a recent one. I need to, with my new jokes.
And you got to make sure you use, if you're going to have a video, make sure it's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, I recently did work with a comic. I think the kid's very funny.
Yeah.
The comedy club almost didn't want to book him because his video wasn't that, his video was not nearly as strong as he is.
Oh, really?
So the club owner's like, you got to get rid of that video because you don't want that representing who you are.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So you need that. I tell the comics, you need a good 3-minute clean video. You need a good 5 to 7 strong video so clubs will hire you for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 15 minutes is good if you want to get regular, like feature work or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll ask you for that. I had a club ask me for my hour, like 45 minute set. And I'm like, all right, fuck, I got to record it. I don't really record that much time.
So, yeah, like 3 clean, 5 to 7, anything goes. And then,
you know, strong. I would say you need a good 3. Show somebody can work clean. You can say, hey, here's me a quick clean set.
Yeah.
And then you want something that's fucking raw. Like, I'm waiting for a comedy club to send me the tape when I was there a few months ago. I want a new festival entry.
Yeah.
You need a good solid 7-8 minute festival entry. If you want to get into a comedy festival, you need something solid for 7-8 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't want to be in there and go, so I'm fisting this girl and a herpes sore jumped out in the pussy film and, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't worry about that. Just make sure it's fucking funny, you know?
As long as it works. I have like a 9-minute video and I have a couple 5 minutes, but they're... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you said comedy clubs like send them to you like when you get big enough, I guess. Like,
what do you mean?
You just said the comedy club sent it to you. Like,
oh no, well yeah, this the one particular club. Yeah, you know, yeah. Him and I were talking like, dude, that one night, especially the late show, that set was fucking. You know, I'm like, you know what? I just asked, did you happen to video? Because they video everything. It's like, I'm sure I have it. I'm like, fuck.
Hey, hopefully, because
I didn't video it. I even took my camera to South Carolina and I brought it to me there and I video the set. You know.
Yeah.
Cause it was just, the weather and everything. I'm like, this isn't, you know, and the first show there was some guy, they ended up walking out and a fucking asshole. Like this guy was just loud and just interrupted. It got to the point towards the end of my set. I just said, hey man, do me a favor, you know, just as respect, we're comics.
Yeah.
You know, I drove here from Florida for this gig and I spent my day in the hotel waiting all day for this.
Yeah.
So I have a little respect for the fact that while I'm up here, and I mean, for me, it's too late. You already ruined my set
by
talking out and shit. But the headliner's coming up who also drove from Florida. I'd really be upset if you had ruined his night as well.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? And then the crowd kind of got together. And it kind of, it was a way for me to, it was like my set, I had fun, whatever, and it was over at that point. And I did a little quick close good. But it was my way of saying to the headliner, fucking dude, I took care of this. And it was funny.
Yeah.
The MC then came out and said something.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, he's nervous when you work for a club. I said, hey, man, I'm sorry I did that. He goes, no, fuck yeah. That was great.
Yeah, no,
you
got to stop those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to make them, like, stop in their tracks and think about what they're doing.
Yesterday, there was a pit bull in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy who owned the pit bull
Not the rapper.
I thought you meant the rapper pit bull.
No. He had a dog.
I thought he was in there. Hey.
You should have done your ball joke.
Don't stop the pie. So a pit bull and a potential
dog,
killer
yeah.
in the fucking
a model of a dog,
not a model citizen. Yeah,
I've actually met pit bull once. Rapper, not the dog.
He was at Tavolino's once at a show. He stopped.
Really?
He was there and he watched part of the show.
Good
dude.
Is he always wearing glasses?
He's really short in person.
Oh,
he
really?
Called me over because of my hair, you know?
Because he's like, I'm so jealous.
Hey, man, where'd you get that hair?
Some guy was like, tell me your life story. And I just started talking saying what was going on with me at the moment.
Yeah.
And Pitbull's like, what do you do? It was crazy.
That's
I don't know.
You told him you worked at the glory hole. So you got to have that kind of shit. But no, but the club, you know, so I want to get that for these festivals. And you got to do that. You know, I was just watching through the internet, like Facebook, and these people, post shit. And they keep showing, this is like the fifth time around, but I'm sure by now you guys seen the video, the big titted woman who smashes cans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Holy.
That's an old one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Right, it's been around. Like, like sometimes I feel like asking people on Facebook, like, listen, didn't you know that, like, what are you, on a rock? You know, where have you been? This thing's been floating around for, like, months now. Now, oh, look at what I saw. Dude, we've seen it, like, seven months ago, you idiot. And then, you know, but then
just a little slow on the uptake, you know?
Yeah, but then you watch something like this, and you watch this woman with these huge fucking gazongas.
Yeah, how do you get
cans
to that
point? Crushing cans.
How do you start crushing cans?
How do you even know
tits?
You have that talent?
Here's the real question. I'll ask you guys this question.
Is it by accident?
Do you think that it happened because she thought of it, or some guy she was banging probably said, honey, see if you can do this.
It was definitely a fetish getting
it's
into
probably,
it.
Yeah. It's probably one of those old-fashioned boob jobs, like the hard silicone.
They, like, stick out.
Dude, I don't know if that's a boob job, dude. I mean, those
things, think that's natural?
Those things are just, like, if a woman had that big of, like, maybe they're, like, drooping, they became, like, big and long and, you know, like an inner tube, you know what I mean, just hanging down. But now she says maybe she got them filled with something. But even then, you know, it's like throwing a bowling ball into a fucking, like, leather satchel, you know?
I'd be scared to ever, like, breastfeed my baby. Like,
breastfeed your baby?
I mean, imagine a motorboating, like, much less breastfeeding.
Motorboat would be like between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, exactly. She would suffocate the baby and you.
You'd come out like Rocky Balboa in the first Rocky in the 12th round. Adrian!
Why do you have two black eyes?
See my girlfriend? It's like getting cauliflower ears. It's like an old joke I used to do. I was in Miami and it was about a J-Lo. This was back in the day. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the joke. Oh, yeah. Oh, I recently did a birthday party for J-Lo. Yeah, it was awesome. She had a pinata made out like Mark Anthony. Because remember the guy she got divorced with all the kids? The little guy. Yeah. Talk about a little singer, real skinny guy.
Yeah.
You know, so she had a pinata made out like Mark Anthony. It was so skinny, nobody can hit it. Serena Williams was there. You know, oh my God, that woman, she's so, you know, the legs on her, she's fucking.
She's gorgeous, right, John?
Yeah, she's a, you know what I mean?
She's got really big legs.
Dude,
he doesn't think she's attractive.
Well, we had
an argument about it.
Well, listen, I can understand that. I love athletic women.
Yeah.
I think she's hot as well.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But I get the point,
too. Her identical sister, I think she's hot.
But I, you know, one of the things I was talking about is like
Venus.
I walk into the party and she's in the VIP room and she's supposedly with a boyfriend. And the guy asked me, well, which one's her boyfriend? I'm like, hey, which one of you guys are a boyfriend? Some guy goes, what? That's him. Fucking deaf motherfucker.
He had cauliflower ears.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In between the legs.
Are you an MMA fighter? No, I'm just dating Serena Williams.
Those thighs beat me up, man.
Yeah. So you don't like big girls like that?
No, I like them. Like,
what are you racist? Like, you don't like
black
girls?
No, that's what we got an argument about. I'm like
interrogating them, man.
Have you ever been with a black woman? Yes or no. Okay.
No. I mean, like, almost date kind of, but no, never.
But you never, like, you know, actually felt the skin and tasted the juice. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
No, this is never home base. Is it?
How about you there, Shawnee?
African-American.
Have you ever had sex with a woman? Let me ask you a question.
I mean, I do have a girlfriend right now.
All right, so how old are you?
I'm 20.
All right. And how old are you?
22.
Jesus.
21 tomorrow.
All right, well, happy birthday, dude. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
So at 21, let me see, when I was 21, can I count in my hands how many women I've been with? When I was 21, no, I couldn't. I would need my feet.
Oh, damn.
Would you need feet? Would you need more people to stand around
not
and help
yet,
you count?
Not yet.
Okay, so you, on one
I'm,
hand?
I'm at, yeah, not
one
two
hand?
Hands.
Two hands.
Two
How about you there, Johnny boy? Two hands?
Yeah.
So you're the women you've been with?
But he's 2 years ahead of me. I can catch up.
Yeah.
My relationships last longer.
Yeah. Now you can't
I'm an honest man.
You can't get a little closer to that mic, too.
Oh,
Sean.
My bad.
Now you can't count this girl. They can't say, "Well, I've been with somebody 13 times." count the 13 times you've been with your girlfriend.
Then one hand, I guess.
This is like one vote only.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And do you guys like keep note? Do you get keep a record of these people?
No, I mean I just try to keep it in my
Facebook's
head.
Facebook's like my accountant right now.
Oh no, I don't keep relations.
Facebook's my secretary.
Yeah. I don't have like good relationships after like we break up. Never. They're none of them are on my
You're
social
an ugly
media.
Breakup up guy.
Oh yeah.
When it
horrible.
Ends horribly.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mine it's was usually my fault.
mine was always like that. When I was young, I would date somebody and it'd overlap. Like I would, get,
oh,
I would
no.
like I would have them both for a little while, and then somebody find out.
Yeah,
I feel like that happens because like any relationship ends is like after a while, like we're still doing this. Like,
well, you know, I gave advice to a young lady when I was in the Carolinas. Very nice, one of these waitresses. You know, she was talking, and she was like, and I said, and she was talking about she's engaged or getting. I said, listen. You shouldn't get worried about any man. I think she's like 23 or something. I said, you shouldn't trust any man or expect anything from any man until he's 30. There's not
That's true.
Until you're 30, you don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Nah.
And even then you don't, but you learn how to act like you do.
You barely care about yourself.
Yeah. It's a good point. Why don't you care about me? Well, I don't give a fuck about myself.
Yeah,
I just ate that fucking mayonnaise packet that's been sitting under my seat for 3 days.
I've been walking around with stains for like 2 days.
I've been wearing the same underwear for a week.
You know, I don't even have bed sheets.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
When I changed my socks, I put my feet through the doggy door.
Now, you guys live together?
No.
No, I didn't mean if you're like lovers. I'm just asking about roommates.
Oh, wait.
He's my codependent.
All right,
actually.
Now, do you live with family or on your own?
No, I live on my own.
All right, good for you. And you?
Yeah,
I live on my own.
Yeah, look at you guys. Well, is it a shit is it a shit box or you have a nice place?
No, I live with an old friend of mine from school with him and his family.
Oh.
And I rent a room in the back. But I do my own thing.
No, I know. I'm just messing.
Has it got a separate entrance?
No, but it really just, I just walk
right,
in.
Yeah, yeah, I guess what I'm saying is if you came home one night and you're with a girl, you're going to be able to sneak through the house. Hi, this is, Candy Tits.
And the whole family's there.
Yeah, kids.
Three generations.
No, that's
John, are you going to fuck her?
Underlay, underlay.
That's a Spanish family.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I can't, they're even with anybody, they're very,
because it's always weird.
Straight edge.
If you stay with somebody's house, it's weird bringing people to the house.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. It's not like you, that's what I'm saying.
Even if I probably rented a room somewhere, it'd be like that. I don't know.
Yeah, because like my house, if we have an extra room. So if someone stayed here, if anybody ever stayed here, I'd be like, if you're going to have guests, you have to let us know.
Oh,
right?
Exactly.
You can't just tell us, walk in with somebody with fucking chains around their chest. And,
you know, I'm just getting to know you now. Don't add other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so you live with your girlfriend?
No, I live with my friend.
Yeah.
He was my fraternity big. I was in fraternity for like 6 months. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
You didn't go through all that?
Hazing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just a masochist. I just liked going through the hazing, and then I quit after.
Wow, look at you. It's like going to boot camp and then fucking going AWOL.
Exactly.
Yeah, people don't believe that. Like I talk about that shit. I went to Flagler College and then Nova University, so we didn't have any fraternities and shit. I didn't do any of that. But like in high school soccer, there was hazing.
Yeah,
there was, you know, we did all kinds of crazy shit to freshmen.
I mean, nowadays it's nothing. It's pretty much like drink this, and it's like, oh no, free alcohol. Like what? What type of hazing is that?
No, they make you like chug a whole bottle, like you're doing a circus trick.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, I have to drink more alcohol.
I used to live with. I've lived on my own since I was 18. I used to have like my own place, kind of rent with other people that I worked with.
Mm.
And someone they were related to went to a fraternity where a kid died from drinking too much.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Like now you said you lived on your own till you're 18.
No, from 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had till that I was a dumpster baby. No. No.
When did you move out?
What? Let me. Here's more importantly. When did you? Why did you move out of your? Parents said enough. Get the fuck out of here. That hair.
No.
You're ruining all our brushes here in the house.
No, me and my mom. It's funny. Me and my mom. It's kind of sad though. But she lost her job. Got foreclosed on. Pretty much we're leaving. We're like, yeah, you go that way. I go this way. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like we both got kicked out of the nest at the same time. Yeah. You know?
So your mom said, I can't afford the house anymore. I can figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
Yeah. Kind of.
Still talk to your mom?
Yeah. I still talk to her.
Yeah. That's all cool and everything.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's good.
Yeah. It's amazing. You know. But that's good because that gives
I'm more understanding of it, I think, than I think most kids would take it.
And here's the thing. Maybe because you're a little more understanding of things, period.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
People try to blame everything on someone else. Why'd you do
exactly.
this to me?
Yeah,
sometimes you can see shit happening and just accept it for what the fuck it's worth.
Feeling like the victim's the worst. You don't,
you don't want to do that.
Yeah,
of course not.
Great point. By the way, we had just a follow-up on yesterday's story. We talked a bit about how Nick Cannon had come to the backing of Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
I don't know this story.
Well,
the Kevin Hart homophobic tweet.
Yeah,
right?
From 10 years ago. Yeah. That he already apologized for.
He basically said,
right?
"Look, it was this and that, blah blah blah."
Yeah,
that's just how people talked back then.
Well,
it's gay.
Well, look,
I mean, Amy Schumer. They showed like Amy Schumer and like a bunch of other like female comedians saying the same exact thing, pretty much.
No, it's and so he basically pointed out, like, you mentioned fags and but now what's happening is there's been some gay guys that have come out in defense of Sarah Silverman and the female comics, basically saying that, sorry, Nick, I kind of get what you're trying to do, but it's not the same. We're not mad about this.
Yeah.
I mentioned this, you know, you look at like, what the fuck was her name? Now I mentioned her yesterday. She was always rude and just really abusive. Oh, fuck.
Chelsea Handler?
No. God dang it. She was fat and she lost weight. She's always...
Amy Schumer?
No, well, she's still fat.
Yeah, she's still kind of fat, yeah, I guess.
Rosie O'Donnell?
She's no, she's still fat, too.
Yeah. Roseanne?
Still fat? No. Oh, come on, Joe. No, they keep picking
Lisa
fat chicks.
Lampanelli.
Yeah, she retired
because she can't... She basically, her act does not... Her act is completely... politically incorrect, like, you know.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, no, she's not on TV or anything anymore.
No, she's done. She's retired. So, but you know, but it was interesting. I mentioned this yesterday. How the gay community used to come out and see her,
then
after times, then all of a sudden it became, oh, we don't like you, we don't trust you anymore.
That's so weird. I couldn't imagine that.
It's crazy. The suppressing of language, though. I don't know. She used to kill, like, Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah, she used to feel like she started getting to the point. And if you ever read
a murderer,
my
not literal.
My friend Jeffrey Gurian, a comedy guy, Comedy Matters TV. Go to Jeffrey Gurian, good buddy of the show. He interviewed. He wrote a book about I'm gonna forget it now. Keep 'em Laughing, and it's a story about the comic strip in New York. And like, she came onto the scene and just busted through the barriers. Like, you know, somebody said take 3 to 5 years to do this. Fuck that. She went right through everybody.
Awesome. Her style is great.
Yeah, she went right through everybody and, you know, pissed off some people. Like, what the fuck? I've been here. You know, you get that shit. But, you know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes when you go like this, you don't develop a depth. You don't develop the mechanisms, ways of handling these things and coping mechanisms. Mm-hmm. And
handling just the pressure of comedy.
Or even becoming more versatile in your writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it takes time to develop those things.
Yeah. And if you shoot right through, hey, you're happy as fuck. But next thing you know, you got shot down.
Yeah.
Greg Hogben is the guy's name. I guess he's gay. He says, hey, Nick Cannon, I understand the comparison you're trying to make between Kevin Hart and these comedians. But as a gay guy, let me share my opinion with you. This isn't a rant. It's more of an explanation of why I see a difference. And he goes on, I guess the tweet Amy Schumer that they call is, Enjoy Skyfall, fags. I'm about to get knee deep in Helen Hunt. Hashtag the sessions. I guess that's one of Amy Schumer's tweets. That was considered.
It's the same exact like context. It sounds like Kevin Hart's tweets.
Right.
Yeah, it was funny.
I don't. It's just a joke. I don't know. Like,
he says, I think the thing is, a lot of gay guys didn't take offense to her tweet because we didn't feel the violence or malicious intent behind it.
Violence or words. You read the font's the same, too, you know? Is that a different font? It's the same font.
It's in Twitter. It's the same thing.
Just because you don't like a black guy saying it.
Or just a male saying it. Like, they're okay with a female saying it.
They're upset with the picture next to the tweet.
Yeah, exactly. The gender, man. Identity politics, whatever.
Hopkin also explained he and others in the gay community had actually paid to see comedians like Joan Rivers or Lisa Lampanelli make jokes that involved gay men, and we laughed at them because we knew they were jokes.
Andrew Dice Clay, he did or Sam Kinison, he had a crazy bit against gay people.
Remember, like, fucking a corpse or being in heaven, hell, or whatever.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie
Murphy. Sam Kinison's joke goes, "I had people hate my last special. They're saying I'm disgusting." It's like a group of gay people, you know, the ones who eat asses, and I'm disgusting. And he did do a 5-minute bit on that.
Yeah, you can't do that now.
No,
nah.
You know. So, any rate. We thought that was interesting, but he doesn't. It's amazing what we're seeing out there. So,
you can probably accidentally ass dial something on Twitter and just lose your job.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, that's one of my new jokes. I call it my truth or dare joke, which is basically a reflection of the Kavanaugh hearings. Not, but it's built up that even before that, there was a baseball player from a tweet he had in high school or something that played professional baseball that got in trouble with his team. He got suspended. And then Kevin Hart with this. You know, it's like,
that's
you know, my premise of my joke is basically I'm concerned about all the times I showed my dick playing Truth or Dare in middle school. You know, I'm waiting for those fucking calls to start coming in, you know, because it's only a matter of time. But, you know, you to be judged from that far back.
Yeah, 30.
Like, even history, like, even in the history. Listen, I don't give a fuck about statues and Confederate statues.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start judging from afar using hindsight knowledge of what this country's been through, it's like it was all part of the learning experience. That's how fucked up it was. These were people that ruled this part of this country. And then a big war, the biggest war, most deaths in our country ever sustained, was over this fucking fight of freedom. And freedom won, and it won, and that's where we're at. That's why we're at the, let's get rid of all that shit. Well, you know, all right, well, erase things, you know what I mean?
And then people forget it happened, you know?
Or have some sort of other fucked up memory of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you eliminate, one aspect of it or an explanation of it, you know, like you guys do, whenever somebody tells me something, I go, okay. And then, I had an incident with some local comic not too long ago who wants offered an olive branch and wants me to do a podcast with him. You hear something on one end. Okay, I got it. And then you hear the other side of it, you know, and you're like, all right. And then from there, you make a decision. By the way, thanks, Mark Beccaroni, for coming. Lisa Lampanelli, that was nice of you to. Our listeners are paying attention.
Nice.
Lisa Lampanelli.
They're engaged.
She's like one of those chicks that lost a lot of weight and looked worse. She looked better when she was chubby. When she lost weight, she, you know what I mean?
It's got to be crazy, though, to have to stay unhealthy to keep getting work. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark also mentioned he watched 48 Hours. Great movie, by the way, with Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy. They wouldn't be able to release it today.
No.
Probably not, no. Right.
And Eddie Murphy's one of those guys, he said that he got big really quick.
Right.
And he couldn't develop depth or anything. But he started to develop it, but he had to go through growing pains. And he just went straight to movies.
Well, that's what he was. He became a movie guy. Why do I want to do stand-up anymore?
Yeah, why go
through
that, struggle of it?
Yeah. And it's listen, I can tell you right now, there's so many fucking challenges in this business. Getting work back, continue to go back. It's one thing to get into a club.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be asked to come back.
Yeah.
And that takes all kinds of, various things you need to fucking do right. Have a good act. Be professional. Don't be a schmuck. Yeah. You know, all these fucking, all these little things that you have to have and learn, right? And then in that, okay, now that I'm going to the club, I got to move up eventually. You know, I don't want to be the same opening act, MC feet, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You got to move up. And then, now I got to organize my schedule. Oh, now I got to make sure I got the right video. Oh, you know, for me, you got to turn over material. There's a lot of comics that tour through the country. The comedy clubs are like, this guy's been coming here. He's great, but he's been doing the same act for fucking 25 years.
No, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't imagine that.
If someone sees your act twice, they pay, you're touring around, they're not going to come back a third
time. Well, I mean, for the most part, places like Vegas and New York that are heavily just touristy in a sense,
you could
perform there every week if you want with the same act and eventually have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes, local places, some of the local venues we have, it's like, all right, I'm not going to go back there in 6 months and do another, it may be different. It may be probably the same because they have reoccurring people at local venues, right?
Yeah.
So, so the big thing is turning over material, so now it's like, now my big thing is writing fucking new jokes and all this kind of shit. And I'm thank God, I got to that point where it's like, oh, things are coming easier. The more you do it, I can read a fucking story.
Oh, it's a muscle.
Yeah. Definitely.
By the way, our friend Jackie Sanchez says, I want John's laugh to be my ringtone.
I've had people try to sneak record my laugh.
So really?
Like a guy.
What do you mean your laugh? Like, what was that laugh? Sean, try not to laugh during his laugh.
I know,
laugh,
my
right?
bad. I mean, it's so, it's
can
infectious.
Can I just get his fucking
my
laugh?
My bad.
All right.
I worked with a guy who was a rapper, and he's like, "Yo, I want your laugh for my song, man." And I'm like, "I'm not giving it to you. Like,
give me money.
Pay me."
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying.
Even then, I don't know. I have to think about it.
Well, what's good about first of all, well, obviously, I'm recording everything. Yeah. But here's a laugh that I've gotten a bit credit. Like, so that good. So together, yeah, it's like it's that's a good rap song, dude.
It's harmonizing.
Yeah, we should get Elgin David on this.
I said no. The guy just kept trying to tell me jokes all day. Eventually, yeah. I started laughing, and the phone disappears in the frame of my eye. And I go, I'm like, just service. Keep it, man.
Comes up behind. Hey, by the way, it's that time of the day.
What?
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure. Some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make all fun right. of them.
Cool.
And again, we're the only news station with a typewriter. Two nuns admit embezzling $500,000 and spending it on gambling sprees in Las Vegas.
Oh, I saw this story. Yeah.
You know, first of all, I would really walk away from any table where nuns are losing. I mean, you got God on your side. You know what I mean? Like, how could these women be losing at blackjack?
That's how you know God's not real.
Yeah. Well, at least in son, don't go crazy. I don't want a fucking lightning bolt striking through my. All right, just because your millennials are all atheists.
No, I was gonna say like I wouldn't want like God's definitely. Watching them. I don't even want to be in the background. You know?
Yeah. It's like, hey, Las Vegas? I thought John was a good kid. Now he's gambling.
Wait, what is he doing in Vegas?
I could look over all those times he masturbated in the closet. But
I thought I shot him down to Ohio. How'd he end up over here?
Good. Two nuns admitted embezzling over $500,000, which are actually 400 euro, and spending it on gambling in Vegas.
What a great outfit style to pick, you know? There's a true story of Hasidic Jews who used to smuggle drugs.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, least likely people.
They get randomly searched before airports had so much security. Right. Yeah.
Sisters Mary Cooper and Lana Chang. It's always the Asians who love the gambling, man. who worked at St. James Catholic School.
They were losing? Like,
couldn't they count cards easier?
Yeah, I keep trying to count. She messed me up. In the city of Torrance, California, stole the money from the school's funds and gambled with it in the casino.
Oh, it was from a school. That's fucked up. Wow.
The nun, said to be best friends, took money from an account used for tuition fees and donations.
Oh, yeah.
Lesbian.
And were caught during the routine audit. They had previously avoided detection by depositing checks made out to the school into their own separate bank accounts. The sisters who have retired. I didn't think you could retire from being a nun.
What? Yeah. I give up on God after this controversy.
I'm getting my pension.
I'm divorcing God and I'm marrying Bruce. Or my friend, my fellow sister.
My sister.
The sisters who have just retired have expressed remorse for their actions. And although the police have been informed, the school is not bringing criminal charges against them. Forgive and forget. Turn the other cheek.
And since they're Asian, those blend in.
Yeah. Like, they're probably Catholics. They can just ask for forgiveness and they're fine.
That's the way it works, man.
They just have to do like 10 more prayers.
Yeah.
Five Hail Marys and three Holy Fathers.
I remember doing, I went to private school, I was doing confession. Yeah. And you'd see, they bring the whole class out, and like one kid would be praying a long time, and you're like, what did he do?
Oh, he fucked up. <Yeah. laughs>
Or who'd he do? Yeah. Who'd he do? So listen, they're not all innocent.
And maybe they're not doing bad because they opened their eyes, like, those were the cards.
Yeah, you never know.
They're probably hiding cards in their little hoods or whatever they use.
Yeah, they got a little camera there counting cards.
Yeah, counting
cards. Moose rings Alaska home's doorbell. Yeah, we talk about not having to answer the door.
Yeah, a moose ring.
In Anchorage, Alaska, a moose used the doorbell to awaken a couple in Alaska. The couple thought maybe it was an aftershock or something. That's some bad earthquakes in Alaska.
There's these guys following me. Got me in.
They keep trying to shoot me.
They have guns.
I'm looking for my squirrel.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Kyle Stutz tells the news. He looked out the door and found nothing. He assumed it was kids playing Ding Dong Ditch. Or what's that? I forgot that fucking
imagine
game.
Yeah, Ding Dong Ditch.
Close,
yeah.
I can't hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Ding Dong Ditch.
Yeah. What'd you call me? Stutz decided to check his security camera. The video showed a large moose backing its caboose right into the doorbell. The family was relieved it was nothing else, but they did have to wipe the wall from moose shit.
Oh, my God.
No, I just made that up. some of these stories.
They're not going to let me in? Yeah, he turns around, shits on the house.
That would have been funnier if some, like, teenage kids just put them there.
Yeah,
that would have been hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would be the best prank ever.
See, now you're assuming teenage kids can actually have a moose.
Where would they get it from,
those
you
are
know?
Big fucking animals, man.
They're huge.
You see, like, hey, come here, moose. That thing steps on you.
You're done.
Bah humbug. Florida neighbor scorned a woman over her display in Holly Hill, Florida. A woman has been scorned by her neighbors in a high-rise Florida condo because of a holiday message she spelled out in lights across her balcony. It said, go fuck yourself. Nah. Kathy Hill says the Ebenezer Scrooge phrase, bah humbug, is one of her favorites at Christmas. But at other residents of the Twin Towers of Marina Grande and Holly Hill weren't amused. The Daytona Beach News said the report said that Laurie Boraski Gigliotti, who owns the unit Hill is renting, told her to take down the display because other residents were coming unglued.
Unglued.
Yeah.
Over
I can't
lights.
Handle this.
But I'm upset with the word you chose, unglued.
Well, that's not a bad word. I didn't choose it. I'm actually reading it.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's written. But she says the balcony lights are against the rules, let alone bah humbug.
What does that mean?
Bah humbug is from Ebenezer Scrooge, his way of like Christmas. Ah, fuck that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bah humbug is basically an old time, fuck that shit.
Yeah, man.
Basically. It's the original, fuck that shit.
Yeah. That's funny, though. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, why not? There's, you know, that's part of Christmas. That's an aspect of Christmas being like.
You're not even allowed to say Merry Christmas anymore. Like, at my job, we're supposed to say Happy Holidays.
Really?
Yeah, you're not allowed to say Merry Christmas.
Like wow. That.
We're also so close to Boca, so.
So that's that makes more sense, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's always amazing. Like, I'll forget. Like, I'll be calling people and clients sometimes and whatever, and I'll be like, all right, because Hanukkah started, like a week ago, right?
Yeah.
So, you forget, like, this is a while back. I actually called a client who was Jewish, and I called her, like, on a Friday, which was, like, it was probably, like, Rosh Hashanah. I didn't even realize it. You know what I mean? It was so stupid. I'm like, oh, she's like, you're calling me after dark. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm Catholic. That's a pagan. you know.
I remember my grandparents they have a circle of friends they all send cards to. Yeah. And one year someone sent them just a happy holidays card. And they're like, yeah, we're cutting them out of the list.
Fucking pagans.
That's funny. You guys do drugs. An elderly couple arrested for cocaine possession on a cruise ship. You talk about nuns gambling. How about seeing these 80-year-old people going, snorting lines on their fucking...
What else do you have your money to spend your money on when you're that old, you right. know?
I noticed you haven't eaten food at the buffet.
Why don't you guys use...
That's how they caught on to them.
Yeah, they're the only old people on the fucking cruise ship not eating.
Yeah.
The guy keeps licking his lips. A British couple in their 70s were arrested after authorities discovered approximately 22 pounds of cocaine in their cruise ship cabin last week. Well, I guess they weren't planning on snorting it on the crew.
Wow, that's
different.
This is personal use.
Yeah, that's
How long were this cruise? 7 days?
Wow.
They were going to give it to the whole island, I guess? I don't know. What the fuck?
they brought enough for everybody. Mm-hmm. The two passengers, aged 72 and 70, were detained on suspicion of trafficking narcotics. When the ship docked in Lisbon, Portugal on December 4th, in the cabin that was occupied by the suspects, four suitcases were found in whose structures was concealed a high amount of product, more specifically cocaine.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. What a weird way to transport drugs on a cruise.
Well, we had a story last week where somebody really fucked up. They tried to smuggle cocaine into Portugal.
Yeah.
And they tried to smuggle it in olive oil bottles. Now, Portugal is probably the leading exporter of olive oil.
Yeah.
So when somebody's bringing olive oil to the fucking place, it brings questions a little easier.
Yeah, no, they're like, why are we getting this bag? You returning this? I would never want to do it because of Midnight Express. And the movie where the guy tried to smuggle drugs into Turkey. Have you ever seen that movie? Oh, it traumatized me.
That's why I never eat turkey anymore for Thanksgiving.
And they're like, yeah, Turk, you get to stab people below the waist. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I feel
bad. Have you seen that movie?
I haven't seen it.
You know the name of the movie?
I think it's Midnight Express, right?
Oh, Midnight Express, the guy gets caught with a hashish.
Yeah, hashish
and
turkey.
And a turkey. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's and he ends up being a gay guy then.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Walking in the circle.
Yeah.
And the guy in the sweating. He's got like sticks of hashish. Like taped to his body.
Yeah, and they already know he has it.
Like, is hashish illegal? I don't know.
Oh yeah, it's
like weed? I don't know.
It's stronger. Like it's It's basically like an ash. Like it's like they melt it down.
I heard it's like a big thing in Europe.
Where my family's from in Gibraltar, they tried to cross straits into Morocco, and they get hash all the time.
Oh yeah,
you take like it looks like a little charcoal piece.
Compact pot.
Yeah, it's like you sat on your weed for like 17 years, and you know it turned into this black mass.
You put it through a car compact.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's funny. But you take it, basically you light it, and all you gotta do is sift it in, and you put on a pin. There's one you get a chunk of it, you put on a pin, light it, and just sift it in. You're like, you know. It's nuts. What's the next story I was gonna do? All right, let's see.
Well, smuggling drugs, like some places, like drugs are legal now, right? In some places,
yeah.
So it'd be weird, like you're smuggling drugs in your ass to the place where it's legal. You know? Now you're just some weird guy with stuff up his ass. Yeah.
It's a lot easier to put it in my pocket.
Hey, why'd you put it in there? With the
That's nuts. speaking of the holidays and catching the colds, you know, people will use these different ways. Like if I have a cold, it's I blow my nose, right?
Yeah.
And I had one person say, well, you ought to use that thing where you put the water in your nose and it cleans out your nostrils.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the nutty potty, whatever the fuck they're called.
Heady pot, yeah.
Heady pot? Yeah.
Yeah.
A Washington woman dead from brain-eating amoeba.
She left it out,
or like used bad water or something.
After using
like
a neti potty
like
filled
like that's water. Crazy.
After using a neti potty filled with tap water.
Yeah.
Washington shouldn't have that bad.
I mean, like,
yeah, Flint. She had a Washington woman whose brain was partly a ball of bloody mush after a rare brain-eating amoeba infected her, likely contracted the organism after she used a neti pot full of tap water to clear her sinuses. Good news is she had clear sinuses, but her brain was a mess. The woman, who was not identified, was admitted to the Swedish Medical Center earlier this year. She had a seizure. An initial CAT scan revealed what doctors believed was a tumor. It's not a tumor. They would soon learn that she was inside the woman's skull was not a tumor at all. It says here they found the amoeba hanging out with mucus.
Yeah, hanging out is on like a beanbag. I knew you guys were coming.
The tissue taken from her brain after she died was specifically Balmuthia mandrillaris, you guys know what that is, caused a rare but potentially deadly brain-eating infection. Yeah, that's the kind of shit you want to just stick up your nose.
Yeah. Why did you use tissues? They've been working forever. You know,
you know I mean, how it's really, like, I've never had, like, I've had boogers before, especially when we talk about cocaine.
Yeah.
You know, you get, but I have, like, colds and stuff like that, you know? It's the worst. By the way, our friend Mark Boyer in Facebook Liveland says, I smoked blonde Lebanese hash back in high school. We used to mix it with weed and a joint and called it a geek joint. So there you go. A little report from the field by my buddy Mark there.
Yeah.
And,
that's cool.
It's been tested.
Yeah. We have listeners that have been smoking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably funny, like, giving it like a really bad name. So no one wants to hit it, you know, keep it for yourself.
Yeah.
This is some dog shit. You want
some shit sock, shit sock hash.
And what? We're so crazy. Like, wow. That sounds like some good shit. You know,
literally.
It backfired.
Yeah.
Here's our last story of the day. Let's end it with a kid story with sex involved. That came out wrong.
The people in the background are having sex.
Yeah. Kid accidentally brings blow-up sex doll to school nativity. Last Thursday, a Scotland mom was embarrassed when she realized she had sent her 5-year-old son to a nativity with a sex doll. Helen Cox, oddly enough, 46, says she purchased the blow-up sheep on Amazon back in November without realizing what it actually was until her son Alfie was sent home from school because of it. This is a sex.
It was some girl in like a
sheep.
Doggy position.
Well, it's a sheep that's for sex.
Yeah,
it's
it was probably definitely like last minute like shopping. You know?
Yeah, like all those clearance items.
Yeah, like mom Cyber tomorrow. Monday. I remember I used to have to do some of this when I went to private school.
Yeah.
You have to bring in an item to help because there's no funding, you know, from the government.
right.
So everybody's got to help. And like last minute, I'd be like, mom, we need to get this. She's like, you tell me now.
Yeah.
Like,
we're out the door.
She's probably like, dad uses this, you know. Just cover it up. Just cover the holes.
Yeah.
It might stick.
That's crazy.
It might stick to your hands.
It's for people who are into like bestiality, like what?
Yeah, I get like a prop type thing. Cox says she was confused when Alfie got in trouble for having it at school. When he got home, she realized the doll which had been listed online as a LaBrie's Kids Boys Brown Shepherd Costume Inflatable Sheep Nativity Fancy Dress Outfit, had a large hole in its bottom along with a painted on eyelashes and red lips. I told him, you can't have this sheep, Alfie, but he kept asking, why? I fucked it 6 times. I had to make up a reason, Cox laughed, explaining that Alfie refuses to give up his new toy. And you know he banged it. That's why. I told him it didn't look proper, like a good sheep. It's got lipstick and stuff. It's not a good sheep.
Yeah, the teacher's like, I've seen that.
It's a product on Amazon.
It's Osama's ex-wife.
Up until a couple days ago, you can get it on Amazon, this particular product. So, you know.
You can find anything on Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't even think they know what's on there at the time.
By the way, if you are
find
doing
real sheep on Amazon.
If you are doing Christmas shopping, go to our main archive site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Click on the Amazon button and do your shopping because that helps us. That's one of our little ways of making money here. So if you want to go and buy a sheep on there.
Yeah, a blow-up doll.
Yeah, blow-up sheep with a very realistic vagina feel.
Yeah, and eyelashes.
With eyelashes and lipstick.
That's how we
that won't
them
come
apart.
Off and your wife catches you with it.
Yeah.
Where's this from?
It's from a sheep, honey.
Yeah, it's not a real sheep. I wouldn't do that to you, honey. So go on and do that. That's all we have time for, folks. Thanks for watching the show.
All right.
Yeah. You know?
Well, how long you guys do your podcast?
2 hours. Oh, and then we cut them down.
Oh, we can do an hour. It's always fun.
Yeah? All right. Yeah. Well, it's been fun.
I was going to talk about how I pretend Christmas shop.
And other than that, guys, that's it. I'm going to be at Cocoa Beach at Gregory's Comedy Club this Thursday through Saturday. The week after, I'm going to be in L.A. I'm going to be at the Ice House on the 20th on Thursday. I'm going to be at the Ha Ha Comedy Club on the 19th, and I'll be featuring at the Ventura Comedy Club in Ventura Harbor, I guess, Comedy Club in Ventura, California. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous, and follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie, and join our fan page on Facebook. Don't forget, if you go to a website, be a patron. Donate $1, $2 a month to watch the show. The money goes to gas money for our co-host, by the way.
I think I got some money.
Yeah.
I'll just hand you in a bag.
I'm going to shake your side. I'm going to check the seat for change. Aside from that, what do you got?
Under his seat, there's a lot of change.
What do you got coming up? Anything particular?
We have the charity show, Renee's
the
Spot. Yeah, tomorrow.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Tomorrow, I'm co-hosting at Robot for my 21st, so come out to that. It's going to be a fun time.
Maybe I'll come out because I'm going to have one. I hate being off 2 nights and having to do a show.
Yeah.
Where I got to be on. I'd rather have somebody going up and fucking knocking out the rust.
Yeah. Just getting in front of the mic, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So other than that, guys, we'll be back next week with all new shows. We're excited because we're going to have our I don't know, it was our fifth official or whatever it is, holiday dinner tomorrow night with all the co-hosts. We're going to make some recordings. And Peter Leonard, who retired from the show, is going to be roasted at the dinner.
Oh, dang. Is it going to be live streamed?
I don't know. We might do something or, you know, do some Facebook Live here and there on it. I don't know.
Cool.
We may just keep it private for all of us in the know. again, guys, thanks for checking us out. And aside from that, we'll be back
all right,
here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah,
thanks for
you.
Coming in, guys.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Keep up the good
work.
Thank
you for watching. Whoever's left.
Yeah, there's one left. Just hanging on. But anyway, guys, thanks for watching. See you next time.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beaming light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world.